With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is rants and raves with Gary.
Hey everyone, welcome to another Steph Takeover episode of Rants and Raves. I'm really excited about this episode today. Joining me is Chris Wildforster, Business Development Manager at Axis Communications. Hey Chris, how's it going?
Steph, going fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I'm really excited. We're talking about ISC West, which is kind of a newer show for Rave to cover. So I was really excited that you are coming on to kind of talk about what we can expect a little bit and what we can expect from Axis at this show. So first of all, tell me a little bit about your presence at ISC West. Is this a big show for you guys?
You know, ISC West is it's our largest show that we attend in the security industry. And we've been going there for over 20 years. So we're really our staple, if you will, or an anchor exhibitor at the event. And by the way, we're at booth 14051. So if you want to come by and see all of our solutions. What ISC West really does for us, it gives us a chance to really get face to face with our channel partners, our consultants and customers, and really hear some of the problems or challenges they're having in the field. And then we can go back and develop solutions to help them solve those problems. You know, when you think about Axis, a lot of people think about just Axis cameras, right? But think about the total solution that we have to offer, which includes video, audio, access control, VMS, body-worn solutions, analytics, and the list goes on and on. We have much more to offer, and it's important at ISC West that we get these solutions in front of our channel partners, clients, and consultants so they can actually see what's available.
Right. Speaking of products, what are you going to bring to ISC West? What kind of new products and solutions are you guys showcasing?
I don't think we have an hour.
Give me the whole list.
I don't think we have an hour for this conversation. But some of the highlights that we're really offering here is really a cloud service. We're introducing cloud service, Cloud Connect, which is available. Actually, was introduced today, I think. And that really is basically cyber secure, channel-friendly, open platform cloud solution. So stop by booth 14051 to get more details on that. From a hardware perspective, we also have a Q9307LV. These numbers kind of stick in your head. And that's really kind of a hospital camera. What's cool about that camera is that it has built-in two-way communications. It also has a fall detection and duress notification analytics built in. So it's great for a hospital application or any kind of application where you need those kind of analytics, if you will, as part of the solution. Also, we've introducing a new VMS solution, which is our video management solution. It's not new, but we've improved upon it. Again, for more details on that, stop by booth 14051 and come see it.
Awesome. So like you said in the beginning of this video cast, most of our viewers' readership know you guys as a video company. We've obviously covered you guys plenty in the past, but we've covered mostly where you guys are in the video industry within ProAV. And we haven't covered as much audio. So can you talk a little bit about how your partners and your customers are utilizing your audio solutions in the security space?
You know, that's a great question. and thanks for asking that, because everybody knows access cameras, right? Everybody knows some of the other solutions that are security oriented. We entered the audio business about 7 years ago. And even though Access, you know, invented the IP camera 20 years ago, right? We're in the audio business for about 7 years. So with our audio products, it was initially developed to interface with our security systems, right? So security systems are great. Reactive, passive kind of systems that record an event. They tell you what happened, when it happened, who was involved, and the outcome, right? Which are great for forensic review and critical. Now, think about when you add a simple audio message to that event, how that changes the event, right? So now you go from a system that's reactive and passive to one that's more proactive and more of a deterrence. That's the key, right? Stop somebody from doing something before they do it. Because let's face it, cameras are ubiquitous. Everybody expects to see them. You don't know if you're working. They don't know if they're powered up. You don't know if they're pointing the right direction, what the resolution is. And I could go on and on and on. But when you have that camera reinforced with an audio message, people know they're under surveillance and what they're doing is being recorded. Now, that can be done in a, for a couple of different reasons. So how do we get audio involved with the video? We do that through analytics, right? We insert analytics in the camera that basically sense a specific event and then trigger a message to be played. So what are those analytics? Those analytics could be cross-line detection. It could be loitering. It could be something else, for lack of a better term. It could be aggression detection, let's say, right? So it senses the voice and the algorithm in a voice, and somebody's getting bullied or there's a fight someplace. So there's a lot of different analytics we can use in the camera. But the key there is that once the camera senses that analytic, it triggers a message to play. Hey, you're in a secure area. Please depart the way you came. Security's been notified. Mm-hmm. Or in the case of a live call out, if you've got a VMS and it's a monitored situation, somebody can call directly to the area. Hey, you with the red hat, you know, stop what you're doing. Security's on the way. Or you can have a two-way conversation, right, with the person in the area. Hey, do you know you're in a secure area? You shouldn't be here, right? So those are a couple of different ways of using the analytics with video, with audio. And a lot of our channel partners really are beginning to gravitate towards that audio for security, and they're having some great success. And not only are our audio solutions great for audio for security applications in the examples I just mentioned, they're also good for mass notification, public address, intercom, any kind of public communications, if you will, a restaurant, bar, whatever it might be. You can use our products for those as well.
Okay, very cool. So tell me a little bit more about what's new and maybe on the horizon for Access Audio. What do you guys have coming up?
So, you know, that's an interesting question, because one of the biggest challenges that we have at Access is when you think of speakers, you think of a typical 70 volt speakers out there, right? All of our speakers are network based, they're cyber secure, and they're PoE. So what we've done that's different at Access, and really one of the things that attracted me to come to Access, was the fact that we've taken a lot of the intelligence that you typically find in that analog rack of gear, you know, rack them and stack them, right? The typical mm-hmm. intelligence you find in the rack, we've taken that intelligence and we've actually put it in the speaker with software.
Okay.
So now when you think about the infrastructure with an Access audio system, it's basically a PoE switch to the speaker and that's it. Right? Category cable to the speaker and you're done. So we don't call these things speakers, because again, there's that confusion in the marketplace. We kind of call them, I like to refer to them as Access IP audio devices. Right, because they are, they do much more than just move air.
Right.
So, and what I mean by that is each one of our speakers, they've got a built-in programmable LED, microphone. We've got built-in audio inputs, SD card inputs. And then you have the configuration software, like I mentioned before, which allows you to really configure a system directly from the software without having to go out and hardwire everything, right? You can basically do it via software. And when you configure that system, you can store messages in the speaker. You can have those messages play in a weekly scheduled basis or annual basis, depending upon the size of the system. We can go anywhere from one speaker up to thousands of speakers using our server. So there's a lot of different options that are available with the configuration software we offer, which is, there's three versions of that. There's Access Audio Manager Edge, mm-hmm. which is built in and free with all of our speakers. And that's for 20 zones, 200 speakers. You have the server version, which is the Access Audio Manager Pro, which is a server or e-license version, which goes up to 5,000 speakers in 100 zones. And then you have Access Audio Manager Center, which is a cloud-based version that allows you to basically monitor thousands of sites if you wanted to globally, to ensure that the audio system is operating as it should and the messages and whatever you have programmed there is actually working as it should. So there's a lot of different things going on in our audio products. That's why I say, you know, speaker really kind of doesn't do justice, right, to what we have to offer.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. What's Access's overall value proposition then for security dealers and integrators? Because those are obviously a little bit different than the dealers and integrators we talk about when we talk about, you know, Rave's traditional audience. Why should those security dealers and integrators pick Access?
You know, it's an interesting question. you know, we've been going, as I mentioned before, we're booth 14051. And we've been going to ISC. We're members of the Security Industry Association, SIA, for 20 years. So it really is kind of our wheelhouse, if you will. So that's our core business and our channel. So when we go to ISC, we're really a destination booth, right? People come here to see what Access has to offer. So I guess when you think about it, we work off something called a compass at Access, mm-hmm. right? We have it's a three position compass. And number one is we're really dedicated to building the trust through our culture, right? And the channel. They trust us, right? Everything we do is through the channel. And the culture of people we have here, I got to say, I've worked for a few companies in the low voltage industry during my career, and the Access culture is second to none. So it's fabulous the way we're doing there. And our dealers basically trust us. When we say a product's coming out, it comes out on that date. If it's a little late, then we tell them it's a little late beforehand. So there's a lot of trust going on there. Second thing is customer service and support, right? So we have award-winning customer service and support, and it's important that our dealers count on that. Right. And it is award winning customer service and support, I might add. So we have a great team of people there that are available to really answer the questions, and they're knowledgeable. So you don't have to make, you know, three or four calls, right, to get to the right person. You'll get your answer immediately. The last one is really innovation and expanding the marketplace. So product innovation is something that's built into our DNA. Right? How can we make this better? What problems are our customers having today that we can help them solve? What challenges do they have? How can we make it more profitable? How can we make it more provide a smarter and safer world out there for them? Right. So those are some critical factors that we kind of build around, and expanding our solutions to different markets. That's kind of what we're doing when we talk about, when you mentioned Infocom earlier. I think, mm-hmm. You know, we attend Infocom as well. We just want to really expand our influence and let people know we do more than just quote unquote cameras, you know, and I guess just to close it out, when you think about it, I mentioned this before, you know, when you think about Access Communications, you don't want to think about just video, right? We have so many more pieces of the puzzle to offer. Right, that are available through our channel. A lot of people don't know about or aren't that aware of. You know, a lot of other people, when you go to ISC, even Infocom for that matter of fact, when you go to those shows, everybody has pieces and parts of a solution, right? But with Access products out there, we really have all the pieces and parts that are designed to integrate well together and provide a safer and smarter environment, right, for our channel partners, our customers, and Wells, our consultants to refer to.
Awesome. Well, my last question for you, Chris, is where can people find more information on this lineup of products? And I'm going to have you say your booth number at ISC West one more time.
I don't know. What's our booth number? Well, you know, you can go to access.com and you can visit our website. It's very easy to go through and very easy to navigate through as far as different products and different solutions go. We also have 16 experience centers, right, throughout the region. Now, those experience centers are full-blown demo, training, regional offices, and they're available for actually any of our channel partners if they want to go there, if they want to stop in, or if they want to have meetings with their clients, if the consultants want to have meetings with channel partners or clients. They're more than welcome to use those facilities. There's 16 of those throughout the region. If you can go to on that website, just go to Access Experience Centers, and you'll see where those are located as well. Other shows we're doing, like I said, we've got Infocom coming up in June, ISC, booth number what? 14051.
14051.
I hope that's right.
Yeah, it should be. Well, thank you so much, Chris. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come on and talk to me about this. I'm excited to see everything that you guys do at ISC West. And yeah, have a great show.
Well, thank you very much. This is fantastic. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk to you guys. And we look forward to working with Rave Pubs very closely in the future.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
You bet. Rave, rave, rave. With Rance and Rave.